Report: Hezbollah had planned to hit Tel Aviv at 5 a.m. by Joel B. Polak on August 24, 2024. The New York Times reported Saturday evening that Hezbollah had planned to hit Tel Aviv with missiles at 5 a.m. Sunday morning Israel time, which is why the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, launched a pre-dawn preemptive strike. The Times' Ronan Bergman reported. Israel's preemptive attack was aimed at missile launchers in Lebanon that had been programmed to be fired at 5 a.m. in the direction of Tel Aviv, according to a Western intelligence official. The official said that all the launchers that were targeted were destroyed and that Israel was anticipating a harsh response from Hezbollah. As Breitbart News reported, the IDF launched a large preemptive strike early Sunday morning local time, preempting what it said was a major imminent attack by Hezbollah. Israeli authorities urged residents of the northern half of the country, from Tel Aviv northwards, to stay near bomb shelters and safe rooms, and prohibited public gatherings of more than 130 people as a precaution. It said people should feel free to go to work if they were near available shelters. A major response is expected from Hezbollah, and Israel's political and military leaders are reportedly gathering in the Kirya, the main IDF headquarters in Tel Aviv. According to Israel's army radio, Hezbollah claimed that it had, in fact, struck first and was not surprised by Israel. The Hezbollah attack could have been the long-anticipated response to Israel's killing last month of the terror group's second-in-command, Fuad Shukr. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.